Well, it's a brand new week, and this is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 433. I'm your host, Steve Webb. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the, you guessed it, the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. How was your weekend? Mine was good. When my boys were young, I bought one of those freestanding basketball hoops for them. You know, the ones with a base on the bottom and you can move it around wherever you want. Well, now that the boys are all out of the house, I decided that I no longer needed it. So I asked the neighbor across the street if he'd like to have it for his son, who's about 8 or 9 years old. Sure, he said. So I spent some time on Saturday taking the sand out of the base, about 200 pounds of it, so he could move it. Well, let me tell you, it was easier getting the sand in than out. There's a hole on the top of the base that's about, 2 inches or so in diameter. And there's one on the side that's about 3 inches, so obviously there's no way to shovel the sand out. So what I ended up doing was putting the garden hose in the top hole and flushing the sand out of the side hole, which of course made a pretty big mess on the driveway. I finally got most of the sand out and spent about a half an hour or so shoveling the sand up off the driveway and into some buckets. And then Saturday night, my wife, the lovely lady Leanne, and I went to dinner with our youngest son, Tim, and his girlfriend, Valerie, and her parents, who were visiting from Oklahoma. Tim and Valerie seem to be pretty serious, so these folks may be in-laws someday. So it's a good thing to build friendships with them. Thankfully, they're easy to like. They're good, hard-working folks, and they did a great job raising a really sweet, intelligent, talented daughter, so what's not to like? Well, how about we get to what we're all here for, shall we? Today our text is Matthew 22 and 23. Chapter 22 is from the New International Reader's Version, and chapter 23 is from the New King James Version. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 22. Jesus told them more stories. He said, "Here's what the kingdom of heaven is like. A king prepared a wedding dinner for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the dinner. The servants told them to come, but they refused. Then he sent some more servants. He said, 'Tell those who were invited that I have prepared my dinner. I have killed my oxen and my fattest cattle. Everything is ready. Come to the wedding dinner.' But the people paid no attention. One went away to his field. Another went away to his business. The rest grabbed his servants. They treated them badly and then killed them. The king became very angry. He sent his army to destroy them. They killed those murderers and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The wedding dinner is ready, but those I invited were not fit to come. Go to the street corners. Invite to the dinner anyone you can find.' So the servants went out into the streets. They gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad. Soon the wedding hall was filled with guests. The king came in to see the guests. He noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. 'Friend,' he asked, 'how did you get in here without wedding clothes?' The man couldn't think of anything to say. Then the king told his servants, 'Tie up his hands and feet. Throw him outside into the darkness. Out there people will sob and grind their teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.' The Pharisees went out. They made plans to trap Jesus with his own words. They sent their followers to him. They sent the Herodians with them. 'Teacher,' they said, 'we know you're a man of honor. You teach the way of God truthfully. You don't let others tell you what to do or say. You don't care how important they are. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?' But Jesus knew their evil plans. He said, 'You pretenders, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin people use for paying the tax.' They brought him a silver coin. He asked them, 'Whose picture is this and whose words?' 'Caesar's,' they replied. Then he said to them, 'Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God.' When they heard this, they were amazed, so they left him and went away. That same day, the Sadducees came to Jesus with a question. They do not believe that people rise from the dead. 'Teacher,' they said, 'here is what Moses told us. If a man dies without having children, his brother must get married to the widow. He must have children to carry on his brother's name. There were 7 brothers among us. The first one got married and died. Since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second and third brothers. It happened right on down to the 7th brother. Finally, the woman died. Now then, when the dead arise, whose wife will she be? All 7 of them were married to her. Jesus replied, "You're mistaken, because you do not know the Scriptures, and you do not know the power of God. When the dead rise, they won't get married, and their parents won't give them to be married. They will be like the angels in heaven. What about the dead rising? Haven't you read what God said to you? He said, 'I am the God of Abraham, I am the God of Isaac, and I am the God of Jacob.' He is not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living." When the crowds heard this, they were amazed by what he taught. The Pharisees heard that the Sadducees weren't able to answer Jesus, so the Pharisees got together. One of them was an authority on the law, so he tested Jesus with a question. "Teacher," he asked, "which is the most important commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Love him with all your mind. This is the first and most important commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Everything that is written in the law and the prophets is based on these 2 commandments." The Pharisees were gathered together. Jesus asked them, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" "The son of David," they replied. He said to them, "Then why does David call him Lord?" "The Holy Spirit spoke through David himself. David said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your control.' So if David calls him Lord, how can he be David's son?" No one could answer him with a single word. From that day on, no one dared to ask him any more questions. Matthew chapter 23. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your Father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'Whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it.' Fools and blind! For which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind! For which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore you are witnesses against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up, then, the measure of your father's guilt. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, for I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. May God bless the reading of his word. Some parables are easier to understand than others, aren't they? Today's reading started out with one of the harder ones, so let's take a look at it. This is the parable that Jesus told to the chief priests and elders about the wedding dinner. Here it is again, briefly. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like this. A king prepared a wedding dinner for his son. He sent his servants out to those who had been invited to tell them that all was ready for them, but they refused to come. So he sent more servants out to tell them again that he had lots of food for them and it's all ready. Please come, they said. But they ignored the servants and went back to work. And some of them beat up the servants and killed them. So the king was understandably angry, and he sent out his army, who killed the murderers and burned their city. Then the king said, look, everything is ready, but the people I invited weren't fit to come. So he said to his servants, go out to the highways and byways and invite everyone you see. And the servants brought back so many guests that the wedding hall was full with all kinds of people, some good and some bad. And when the king came to see the guests, he saw someone there who was not wearing wedding clothes. And the king said, friend, how'd you get in here without wedding clothes? And the man was speechless. So the king told his servants to tie up the man and throw him outside into the darkness where people cry and grind their teeth. Wow. So what's going on here? What is Jesus saying? Well, remember who Jesus is talking to. The chief priests and the elders, the religious Jews. These are the folks who hate Jesus and have been trying to trap him and trick him into saying something for which they could charge him with blasphemy. They're the ones who should have been able to see that Jesus is the Messiah that they've been waiting for, but instead, they're blind. And because of their blindness, they're keeping the people from seeing the Messiah. And in the parable, they are the ones who were first invited to the wedding dinner. God first invited the Jews to partake in grace, but they rejected him. And we know that they ended up killing not just Jesus, but those who would go out to tell others about him. Many early Christians were martyred for spreading the message of the good news. The second group invited to the dinner, the ones found on the highways and byways, is the non-Jews, the Gentiles, everyone, the world. John 3:16 says, for God so loved who? The world. When the Jews rejected Jesus, God invited anyone who would to come to the wedding. What a wonderful invitation. The feast is prepared and it is rich. So what of the man who was not wearing wedding clothes? Well, this man represents the hypocrite. We talked about those who say that they're Christians and are not on episode 431, just a couple episodes ago. If you are a true follower of Christ, you are wearing the wedding clothes. Believers are called the bride of Christ. And what bride does not wear a wedding dress? Anyone without the wedding dress cannot partake of the wedding and will be thrown out. But remember, each person is given the opportunity to accept or reject, and anyone who tries to come in by any other way will be found out and treated like a thief or a robber. We have been invited to the wedding dinner. Are you prepared? What are you wearing? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 433.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. And you can come on over to the Facebook page. Just search for Lifespring Media. Are you enjoying the show? Does the Lifespring Family Audio Bible add to your life? Do my comments at the end of the reading help you to understand the scripture a little better? Or do they make you think? Is that worth something to you? The cost of a Big Mac meal or a Grande Caramel Frappuccino at Starbucks? Maybe a dinner out with your sweetie? Does the Lifespring Family Audio Bible bring value to your life? If it does, I'm asking you to go to support.lifespringmedia.com and make a donation. It only takes a minute, and I would really appreciate it. There are different levels that you can give, and I've set up different rewards that I'll give back as my way of saying thanks. Check it out at support.lifespringmedia.com. One such monthly supporter has asked to be known as my friendly editor. I went to the mailbox today, and the first of his monthly checks was there. He's arranged with his bank to send an amount every month, automatically. He doesn't even have to think about it. My special thanks go out today to my friendly editor. Support.lifespringmedia.com. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.